Perikid Aleph, Mishnah Ches. Hachados Shebebais. If there's like a cistern inside of a house, and that house also has a mace in it. Umenere b'seichai, and there's a candelabra standing inside the cistern. Haperach shalo yetze, but the arms of this candelabra, where the candle actually sits, is sticking, protruding above the walls of the cistern. Ukafisha nesun alav, and hanging on these hands of the candelabra is a very large basket, which is not mekabel tuma. She'imti natal ha-menorah, and it's positioned in a way that if the menorah would be taken out of the cistern, ukfisha aymedes al pi achadas, the basket would remain on top of the cistern. So Beshame says, in this predicament, achadas tahar, the cistern will be tahar because the basket keeps the tuma out of it. However, menorah tamei, the menorah is going to be tamei. And the Mefarshim point out over here is that really, technically, the menorah should be tahar as well because it's covered by the space which is protected by the kfisha, by this big basket. However, being that people who look from the side will see the menorah protruding above the walls of the cistern, therefore it appears to them as if it's in the house, therefore we're metamei, whereas Beis Hillel, and Beis Hillel says, afa menorah tahar, also the menorah is tahar. And they're not concerned about how people look at it. Umaydim, however, both agree, Shem Tinatil HaMenorah, that if the menorah would be removed, Ukafisha, and they tell us, and this basket would fall, meaning it's positioned in a way that the basket is entirely dependent on being supported by the menorah. In this case, Hakol Tamei, everything's going to be Tamei, including the menorah and including any other kalim that are inside of the cistern, because the rule is that if a ohel is being supported by a kli, which is Mekabel Tuma, that Ohel cannot be a Chatzitza in front of Tuma. Mishnah Tes. Kalim Shebein Sifsei Kafisha Lebein Sifsei Hachadas. Let's say we take this large basket and we flip it upside down and we put it over the cistern. And now the edges of the basket, of the upside down basket, are wider than the actual edges of the cistern. So it's kind of looking almost like a T if we would have a side view. Afilu ada tahaim. Any kalim which are underneath the width of the sides of the big basket, even going down to the depths of the earth, are tahirim because they're going to be an ohel and be matzil from any tuma which may be in the house. Tuma sham. What if there's tuma inside the cistern? Then, habayis tamei. The house will have to be tummy because of the rule. Seif ha-tumma lotzis, tumma has to somehow go out. Tumma babayis, what if there's tumma in the house? Kelim shebekosle hachados, if there's kelim that are inside the walls of the cistern. Im yesh bim kaimon, tefach al tefach al rim tefach. If they're in an airspace inside the walls of the cistern, of a tefach by tefach, tahayim, those kelim are going to be tahar v'yam lav, and if not, tumayim, those kelim will be tummy. The question right away jumps at us that we're discussing a case, it appears, where the basket is upside down over the cistern, and we said that from the edges of the basket until the depths of the earth is tahar. If that's the case, then the kelim that are in the walls of the cistern, even if it's not a tefach by tefach, should be tahar. So therefore the Mefarshim answered that perhaps this case of the Mishnah is discussing where there is no basket upside down. So the first case of the Mishnah is where there is a basket. Now here we're talking about where there is no basket, and we're saying that if the kelim are in the walls and they have their own tefach al tefach by a tefach, then they will not be mekabel tuma from the tuma that's in the house or in the cistern. Whereas if there is no tefach by tefach by tefach, then they would be tummy. Im hayu kosle hachadus rechavim mishal bayis. If let's say the cistern extended out of the house, and the house is like built over part of the cistern. In that case, Benkach or Benkach Tahirim, no matter what, whether there's a Tefach by Tefach by Tefach in the walls or not, the Kalim in there will be Tahar because we no longer look at the cistern as the Karka of the house. We now look at it as an independent entity, so we don't apply the rules of things that are hidden in the Karka of a house being Mekabel Tumah.